The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's daf, we daf mem in Baba Kama, Perek Revi, Shor Shenogach, Dalvei. Ravina in today's Gemara interpreted a fascinating machloikis between Rabbi Yankiv and Rabbi Yehuda. Is Rishus Mishane or is Rishus Eina Mishane? Which means when someone acquires a behemah after it was a muid, does that acquisition return the behemah back to its original status as tam, or does it not? Does Rishus Mishane, does a new owner change the behemah status of muid and returns it to a status of tam or not? What's the reason, what's the logic behind Rishus Mishane? So the Muki Yosef explains that the logic behind Rishus Mishane is what follows. The new Bailam that acquired the shore could claim that if they would have been the Bailam while this Behema was Mazik, they surely would have done a good Shmira and surely would have prevented this shore from Maziking. And therefore, they claim that since the new ownership has a better Shmira, therefore, we have no proof to assume that he's a mu'ud in your Rishus. And therefore, we have the halacha that Rishus is the Mishana, that you are a different Bailim, there's a different Shmira taking place, that different Shmira does lead to a Tam status. That's the Muki Yosef's logic behind Rishus Mishana. Now, it seems to be, according to the Muki Yosef, that the Svor Rishus Mishana is dependent upon Yehudi Tura or Yehudi Gavra. What is the Mu'id? The Bailam become a Mu'id for negligence, or the Behemah becomes a Mu'id for Negicha? So this logic seems to be Yehudi Gavra. It's the Bailam is dependent upon the status of Tama Mu'id. But if you hold Yehudi Tura, the Chayre should not make a difference between the Bailam and the new owner, the Mishus Mishana. So the Muki Yosef is a little bit difficult in that respect. But anyway, that's what the Muki Yosef says. The new Bailam could claim that he will be a wonderful owner and will protect the Behemah from damaging. The Meiri seems to give a different logic behind Mishus Mishana, and he claims that I'll quote the Meiri, Sha'al Yidei Yitzias Mirishus L'Rishus, through the change of ownership of the Behemah, Nishtarim mazloi v'tivloi shel ashor, the mazel and the nature of the shore will change, and therefore he is changed, because a new rishus, you know, mishana mazel, mishana mokim, mishana mazel, a new place, a person gets a different mazel, so therefore the shore becomes clean, he receives a new mazel through the shina rishus, and therefore you have no reason to expect that he's a muid. The Sefer Machzeh Avram explains that this concept of Rishus Mishana comes from the Pasuk Vuhuad Bivolov. It says Vuhuad Bivolov, that he should become a Mu'id Bivolov. So that Pasuk seems to be that it's dependent upon the owner of the shore for his Mu'id status. Meaning if the owner would have changed, it's not Huad Bivolov. This owner was never Huad Bivolov, only the original owner was Huad Bivolov. It has to be Huad Bivolov in the owner, present owner. That's what the Sefer Machzeh Avram explains. The Chazon Ish has a different reason behind Rishus Mishana, and he says not that like the Meiri, the mazel of the behemah changes, and not like the Muki Yosef, because the new Bailam claimed to be better shmira on the behemah to prevent it from mazaking. Rather, says the Chazon Ish, that we have a concept that mu'ud shabosois enoi mu'ud l'choil. If a behemah is gored 3 shabosos in a row, we don't expect that he's a mu'ud l'choil for a weekday, because he's only become a mu'ud, he's only created the chazokah status for Shabbos and not for any other day. So too claims the Chazon Ish, this behemah has a status of goring only in the rishus of the original Bailim. That's his whole chazokah from the beginning with, from the get-go. The whole chazokah is only chazokah in the original Bailim's rishus. But the new Bailim, the behemah, never created a chazokah. Just like we find Mu'ud l'shabbos elav and Mu'ud l'choyel, so too. Mu'ud l'bailim harishonim lo havi bu'ud l'bailim hachadoshim. The Chazon Ish says a halacha l'maisa, a big nafkamina. He says, claims like this, that if the original Bialim would buy back the behemoth, it would return to its previous muad status, because after all, he is a chazaka by the original Bialim. According to the Me'iri, we would claim that it's at Mishanem Mokum, Mishanem Mazel, that he has a Mazel chain, so it's irrelevant if the original buyer has bought him back. But according to the Chazon Ish, if the original buyer bought back the behemoth, we can assume that he has returns to the original Chazaka and his Chayav Nezek Sholim. That's the Nafkamina the Chazon Ish claims. Now, there's an interesting question in our Sugya that all the Achroinim, the Stipler, the Chazon Ish, the Darkei David all deal with. The question goes as follows. We have a machlekes throughout Meseches Baba Kama between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Akiva holds that Yuchlat Hashor. Rabbi Yishmol holds Yusham Hashor. What do these words mean? It means the following. That when Atam Behemo is Mazik, we know he pays Chatzi Nezik Migufoy. Now, what does it mean, Chatzi Nezik Migufoy? What does Migufoy mean? So Rabbi Akiva holds Yuchlat Hashor, that the Behema actually becomes Muchlat, so to say. It becomes absorbed by the Nizik. The Nizik, who just got damaged, the Mazik owes him money, he has to pay Tam Chatzi Nezik Migufoy. So the Behema itself becomes the method of payment. The Nizik has a kinyan in the Shor itself. Yuchlat Hashor, the Shor becomes a partnership, a Shutzvis. Now between the Mazik and the Nizik, the Shor Mazik is now split between the Mazik and the Nizik. That's Yuchlat Hashor. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds Yushanam Shor. That even though there's a halacha of Tam Chatzi Nezik Mishalem Migufoy, but it doesn't mean that the actual body of the Shor now belongs to the Nizik, but rather the Mazik now has to pay according to the value of Migufoy, but not that the Shor actually belongs to the Nizik. I mean, it comes out, according to the Machlokes of Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Nizik now is a pshutif with the Mazik, and the Shor, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is not a pshutif with the Mazik, but rather, Migufoy just means that it is a simon of how much the Mazik has to pay only up to the value of the Shor. So, frek the Chazish and the Stipler, that if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, of Yuchlat Hashor, which means the Nizik now becomes a partner in the Shor HaMazik. So how do you ever have Shor HaMuid? Because since there is an opinion that holds Rishus Mishana, which means that with a change of position of ownership, the Shor now has a new status and is not counted as a Muid anymore, it has to have three times with a new Bialim. Each Bialim, it changes. Each Bialim, we start from the get-go, we start from scratch. We have to create a Chazaka. So, after the first Negicha, now the Nizik owns it. So, the first Negicha, and now it goes, it had the Behemoth and his Mazik another time. So, actually, whose Behemoth is Mazik the second time? Now, it is the belongs to the first Nizik and the Mazik. The first Negicha, the Behemoth belonged to the Mazik solely. The second Negicha, the Behemah belonged to the Mazik and the Nizik. Two people, the Nizik also belonged to. So the second time shouldn't really be Mistaref with the first time, because it's different owners. In the first Hezik, only the Mazik owned the Behemah. In the second Hezik, the Nizik owned it as well. So how do you ever have Rishus Mishana according to Rabbi Kiva of Yuchlat Hashor? So the Chazon Ish answers a beautiful answer. And it goes according to his opinion that Rishus Mishana means that the Behem is creating a Chazoko only in the Rishus of the Bialim, not in another Rishus. Their meaning that, just like we say, Mu'ud HaShabbos, Lo Yitlami Mu'ud HaChol, however, if the Shor damaged three different days, Shabbos, Friday, and Monday, so we say he's a Chazoko for three different days, he's a Chazoko for all days. If you do three different days, you have a Chazoko for all. Because there's a common denominator that there's nothing in common. So it means that he's a Shor Nachon for all days. So too here, says the Chazon Ish, that Enoch Nami, if it's Mazik, three separate behemoths, says the Chazon Ish, that it has three separate owners, and on three separate owners, we don't say Rishus Mishana, we say that, listen, the Bialim do not cause this Chazoka, because each time it had different Bialim, each three Negich had a different Bialim, so therefore three different Bialim would now make a chazaka for all types of people, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem for Rishus Mishana. They enfrit the Chazon Ish. The Stipler answers the question quite simply by saying, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that holds Yuchlat Hashor, and the Nizik becomes a shooter with the Mazik and the Behema, if the Mazik goes ahead and pays the Nizik with cash, the Nizik now relinquishes his rights in the Behema and becomes not a shutif. He's now not a shutif in the Behema with the Mazik. It solely belongs to the Mazik. It says the Stipler that how do you have Yuchel and Shor together with Rishus Mishana? Aye, he keeps on changing the Rishus and you should never have Muid. Says the Stipler that we're dealing with a case in which between the Negiches, the Mazik went along and he paid the Bailam up for his. He paid the Nizik up for his Hezik, thereby being Mesalik the Nizik and returning the ownership to the Mazik solely, and therefore it was the Mazik's Behema solely who damaged three times because he paid during each interval, and you have a case of Yuchlad Ashur with Meshus Mishanim. The Chazanish again gives a third answer, and this is a beautiful answer. I like this one the best personally. The Chazanish says that even though we have a halacha of Rishus Mishana, it means that a new Bailim changes the status of the Behema. It doesn't mean the monetary Bailim, says the Chazanish. It means the physical Bailim. Meaning, even though if we go like Rabbi Akiva, that Yuchlad Ashur and the Nizik has a Shutfis in the Behema with the Mazik, that doesn't mean that the Nizik is now walking in the street with a collar around the Behema claiming it's his. Rather, he just has a monetary schus, a shutfis out to Yuchlad Ashur. That's not enough to create Rishus Mishana. Rishus Mishana, we're talking about whose doghouse does this behemoth sleep in? Whose property is he living in and is he a resident of? Whose physical property is it actually, not monetarily? And therefore, even though it's Yuchlad, three times different owners, it's not actually in the Mitzias in their houses, and therefore there's no problem with Rishus Mishana. So let's summarize the answers we have. We have three reasons basically for Rishus Mishana. Either the Muki Yosef, who says because the Bailam will claim there'll be a better guard, they'll guard the Behema better, and therefore it's not a mood anymore. The Meiri that says it's Mazel changes. And the Chazanish that says that it's like Mood the Shabbos, or it's loving Mood the Choyl, and there's no mood for the new Rishus. And then we have the question of the Chazanish, that how do you have Yuchlat? Of that we have two beautiful answers. We have the answer of the Stipler that says that you paid between the intervals, and the Chazanish that says it's totally in the ownership in Mitzias, not monetary-wise.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.